Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled today because with us we have Dr. Pam Cully McCullough. Pam is now an author and a spiritual translator working proactively to help people validate and heal through their spiritual connection with loved ones. And she has a brand new international bestseller, The Promise of Soul Love, Unexpected Gifts from Here and Beyond. Pam, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Vicki, for having me.
So, Pam, tell us a little bit about how you came to this wonderful path you're on where you're making contribution to so many people and helping them live their ideal lives.
That is a question that has taken my whole life to come to. But I will have to say that I credit my dad, who's very much a part of this memoir that I wrote. I will credit him with leading me to my current gift, and the gift of being able to be a spiritual translator for those who are in spirit and to help their loved ones here receive messages to help them to heal and to find their own love and joy in their lives. So it really was my dad who led me to this current focus. But I have also been blessed long before that by finding just the right and perfect profession for me, where I started out being a master's level counselor, helping people not only to do well in school, because I worked at the community college level, but to also find and work with anything that interfered with their ability to be their best student. I loved working with people and helping them find those ways in which they could transform their own lives and turn their obstacles into something that allowed them to pursue their greatest dreams. And so I continued on in school years later and got my doctorate in psychology so that I could work more in depth with people. I had a passion then and a purpose to be able to help other people heal from traumas and from struggles and challenges that we all have in our lives. And some people have them more than others, but nevertheless, I was determined to inspire people and motivate people to not let what is currently blocking them from them learning from that, and to look at that, as I learned to do in my life, that my greatest challenges really became my greatest teachers. So I was on the path of helping others to help themselves before my dad came into the picture and proposed this book that we would write.
That is so lovely. So tell us a little bit about the book and about how it came about.
Well, I'll take a step back for a moment because otherwise your listeners won't be able to probably understand. A few weeks before my dad passed away from cancer, he was in hospice care, and I was one night taking care of him in his home. And we didn't know how much longer he would live, but I was sitting there as he was resting, and I was reading a meditation to myself, and the topic of the meditation was letting go. I knew that I needed to learn more about doing that because I knew that the end of his time here was limited. And so I read this meditation to myself quietly, and when I finished, I was just reflecting on it for a moment. When my dad sat up in bed and very lucidly said, "Honey, I love what you just read." Well, I looked at him and said, I wasn't reading this out loud. And he said, it doesn't matter, I can hear you. So I went over to his bedside wondering what in the world has just happened here. I went over to his bedside and I reread the meditation out loud. And he said, that's the one on letting go. It's perfect for us right now because this is what we're both doing. And I'm like, wow. And we knew that we suddenly had been learning on some level. We were communicating differently. He wasn't able to talk a lot at that point, but we were communicating telepathically. And I didn't even have the words for that at the time. But I looked at him and I thought, wow, this is amazing that he can hear me without my voice being spoken in the normal way. And as soon as we recognized that, that this had been an amazing moment together, we felt this otherworldly energy surround us. I couldn't even describe it at the time, but I now know it to be spirit surrounding us in love and telling both of us telepathically that once he died, this would not end our connection, that we would continue on for many years communicating telepathically. And we would be able to continue our healing together, which we needed to do. And we would be able to bring information to people here on this earth plane. And that message happened like in a nanosecond. And I looked at him and he knew what I knew. And we knew something extraordinary had happened. And it was a gift that we both got in that moment. But gosh, Vicki, I didn't know what to do with that information. I thought it was amazing and unbelievable. And at the same time, I thought, wow, something really extraordinary just happened here. Well, a few weeks later, he did pass, and we went through what everyone goes through when a loved one dies. And I remember the promise that we were given that night, though, when I finally had finished, you know, all of the estate stuff that everyone has to deal with. And I remember that promise, and I didn't quite know what to do with it and how to think about it. I thought it was an enormous gift, but I didn't know how to step into it. And as soon as I began thinking in that way, I started hearing more and more from my dad, sort of telepathically. In my mind, I would hear him send me messages, and with extra support from people in my life who knew how to do this and communicate with a loved one in spirit, he and I committed to our ongoing relationship the way it is now, where we communicate all the time. So I'm telling you this backstory because we've been communicating and I've been transcribing things that we talked about for, gosh, a number of years. Until about 12 years ago, he came to me and he said, honey, I want to write a book with you. We need to do this because we're learning so much together about healing and about what life should be on the earth plane and how people still have such misconceptions about what death really is. And I said, well, that sounds great, except I've never written a book. Even though I'd done academic writing as a psychologist and as an educator, I knew about that type of writing, but I had no idea about writing a memoir. And he said, that won't be a problem. Everything that you need will be given to you. Well, and it was. As soon as I committed to that, and it took me a while because it was a daunting project for me to think about, but as soon as I committed to that, then everything started to happen to support my effort. It was that what I've always learned along the way, that when we commit to something that feels like we're in alignment with it, then you step on the path and the path lights up. Everything comes your way that you need to have, whether it's certain people to teach you or an important book comes your way that you need to read, whatever. So this journey began really with my dad, and it's been a 12-year process with him and I, and me learning what I needed to learn here on this earth plane about how you write and how you publish and how you market and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But that's the story about how this book got written.
You know, Pam, that's so beautiful. And years ago, I had a series of deaths, and another friend came up and shared with me that they were very seriously ill. And I was thinking, this other friend I had, and I said, I just don't know if I can take one more loss. And he said, why do you look at it that way? Look at it as a transition in the way you communicate. And that is one of the things I love so much about your book, because you're sharing that concept, you know, in such a deep and profound way with so many people, because it really changed the way I reacted to deaths that I experienced after that, you know, people's passing. It was just such a tremendous gift to get that information, and you're making that available to people all over the world. And bless you for that, because it's just a wonderful thing that you're doing, a wonderful contribution you're making for the way people think and relate to loss and to death and to the idea that there's a connection there forever. It's just communicating a different way. So it's so beautiful.
Thank you, Vicki. Well, and I wouldn't have come up with this all on my own without my own previous experiences and wondering about death when my mother suddenly passed away years before my dad. And I thought, what is this really about? I had read in a book about dying where the person, the author, said at the very start, death is your final separation. And it was basically a message that you just needed to get used to that. Well, I just couldn't get that, because I was not willing to live the rest of my life in grief and in sorrow, thinking, well, this is the last time I'm ever going to connect with my mother. But I still was searching for that. But when I learned what you were just talking about, that your friend told you, that it's really just a transition, it changed my whole world. It's like you said, it's everything shifted, and it is just a moving into another dimension. It's just a transition, but it doesn't mean that we can't connect with our loved ones when they're on the other side, that they are very willing and so want to help us here. We just don't realize that that's an option that's available to all of us.
Gosh, that is so beautiful. So for people that this is like brand new to, what would you recommend, or maybe a couple of tips that, it may be even one tip you could share from the book, where people could increase their ability to be able to embrace this sort of connection that may be somewhat foreign?
Okay. And it was for me in the beginning, too. It's not like I knew how to do this. I had been given the promise that we would connect in this way, but I had no clue as to how to do this. And so I do describe this, a process that I went through, in the back of my book, but I'll just summarize it quickly here. I think the most important thing is just to be able to find a still point within yourself. So if you are a person who is new to meditation, you don't have to be a great meditator, but you have to know how to just be still and breathe deeply and let go of all of your concerns and all. And you just need to breathe deeply and open your heart center to what's out there. And I know that many people, they do this in lots of different ways. I mean, sometimes we're standing in the shower and we're just thinking, you know, it just feels so good to be in the warm water, and we're just thinking about a loved one, and then we get a message. And so I think people get these messages all the time. They just don't fully recognize the importance of that, or that this was a communication, because it usually comes as a whisper. It's not something loud, you know, that's overwhelming. So the first thing is to be able to practice being still. And you can do that through a yoga practice. You can do that through a walking meditation practice. I mean, there are lots of ways to get there. As a therapist, I always talk clients about how to do deep relaxation exercises, and I also did guided imageries with them. So I had been fairly practiced at that. The second thing is that to learn to just open your heart center and not have any expectations, but set your intention in your mind that you want to connect with a loved one, whatever their name was when they were here, that you would love to hear from them and just connect with them in any way that feels right. And so to not have any expectations is really important. And that was not easy for me in the beginning, because I had a whole list of topics I wanted to talk about with my dad. And sometimes he would address some of them, but most of the time he had something different to teach me. And he was so accurate about what I needed to learn from him in that moment. So I just put my list aside, and I would just listen to him. Everybody's different on how they receive information. I receive information visually, so I actually see an outline of my dad, and I hear his words, and I can see his mouth moving, and I hear his words, but it takes me a little while, it did in the beginning, to translate what he was saying. So it's like the frequency that our loved ones live in on the other side. There's no density to it, so they communicate very quickly, but here on this planet, we live in more of a dense energy, and it just takes a while to kind of fine-tune what he's saying to me. And it's almost in the beginning, it was like hearing him talk to me underwater. I just couldn't quite get it. And so he had to attune his frequencies with mine. We do this all the time with our friends. We have friends that have vibrated at a certain level, and I don't usually use those words, but we all have energy levels. Some people are more extroverted, some more introverted. And so when we're around people who have energy that's different than ours, we end up attuning with them. And so it's no different in spirit. It's like on the old radio stations when you're trying to get the static gone and you want that perfect clarity from the station, you just fine-tune it. So I would encourage people to just be patient with this process because it's not always easy for them and it's not easy for us to receive a message. But in the beginning with my dad, he would just take me to a place in nature, because he knew that's what I loved, and that's where we would begin to have a conversation. So sometimes loved ones just show you an object or a certain color or a favorite place where they liked to be, and so you never quite know how they're going to share something with you. I would say just be open to the ways in which they'll share with you, and they know what you value. So it won't be that foreign. It will just be sometimes a felt sense like, oh, I feel this person's presence near me, or I see this favorite place that they've taken me to. I loved going there when this person was here living in a human form. So that's one thing. And if nothing happens in the beginning, to just be very patient with this and just keep trusting with your set intention that you want to connect in any way possible with this loved one, that will eventually happen. It just takes a little bit of practice.
And that's so beautiful. So beautiful. So when you look at the book and you think of what you might have readers take away from reading it, what is that like?
Wow. One of the things I would say would be where both my dad and I talk about our greatest challenges became our greatest teachers. So in the beginning of the story, I talk a fair amount about my dad's 30-year addiction to alcohol and what that was like for me growing up in that environment and how long we were estranged as father and daughter. It was during that time of the height of his addiction that I was very fortunate to have a wonderful therapist who taught me this very thing. He said, can you imagine that this addiction is really going to be one of your greatest teachers? It will grow you into the person you are meant to be. Vicki, I thought he was crazy. Like, how could that be? You know, I felt like I had lost my dad, and my mother was chronically stressed out by the constancy of his drinking. And so I said, I don't understand that. But he introduced me to that concept, and he was right because I found my path by deciding that I was going to learn from this challenge. I wasn't going to be victimized by it. So that's one message. And my dad felt the same way, actually, when he shared more about his childhood with me in the book, something I knew nothing about until he and I started writing this story together. And I learned about his parents' addiction to alcohol and his grandfather's addiction as well, and how he overcame the adversity as best he could. And so that's an important message. I think the other message is that love and continued healing know no boundaries, not even in death. That no matter how much unfinished business that you might have had with this loved one who is now in spirit, and maybe they weren't so loving when they were here, but no matter, healing can continue. And I learned this years ago from some Native American teachings that my dad has really underscored the same teaching now. And that is every time we choose to heal something in our past, we heal our family, our kinship family, 7 years into the past and 7 years into the future. And I experienced that with my grandparents in writing this book, and grandparents that I barely knew, if at all, when they said to me as I was writing the early chapters that they wanted their voices to be heard in those early chapters. And I thought, oh my gosh, I had never heard from them ever until that time. And so I wrote and wrote and wrote what they were sharing with me and how long they had lived all these decades feeling stuck in spirit because they had created such difficulty for so many of us in the extended family. And they wanted forgiveness and they wanted compassion. And once I knew their stories, I then began to know them as my grandparents, because up until then, I really didn't even identify with them being grandparents to me. So they then said, thank you so much for listening, because we've been waiting for you to be ready to hear our story. Well, it gave me goosebumps when I finally finished writing everything. And then I just lit a candle and just sent light to them and love to them. And they have been released, they said. It was just that easy to release them. I had no idea, but energetically, when you heal from that fifth dimension, which is where they live, it happens instantly. And that's what was happening with me all these years with my dad when we were healing. It just happened so quickly that I couldn't really describe it to people here. They'd say, no, it can't possibly happen that quickly. You can't possibly leave the pain in the past behind that easily. And I said, I'm telling you, it's a whole different dimension of healing that I enter into that I had no idea about until now.
Wow. That is so powerful. So powerful. Yeah. So if you were looking at this amazing work you're doing and this incredible book that's such a gift to the world, and you were to look at it as far as how you'd like to see it impact the universe, impact the globe, what would that look like to you if you were looking at it almost like a legacy?
A legacy. Well, I know my dad would echo what I'm saying, and that is if any part of what we've written inspires just one person to take a next step toward their own healing, no matter what the issues might be, and no matter where the emotional pain resides, but if they were to take one step into helping themselves heal, that would be worth it to us. That we've given them the inspiration, the motivation, the encouragement to move into a better way of living their lives.
Oh, again, so beautiful. What a wonderful gift. Pam, thank you so much for making such a great contribution to the world and to us by being here with us today. So generous with your time. And I know that the promise of soul love, unexpected gifts from here and beyond, people can find that at Amazon and major booksellers. But if they wanted to connect with you, is there someplace they can do that on the web? Is there a URL where they could go?
Yes, there is. And I will say what it is, and then I'll spell it out, because as you know, my name is very long. My website is pamcullymccullough.com. So it's Pam, P-A-M, and then Cully, C-U-L-L-E-Y, hyphen or not, it goes either way, then McCullough, M-C-C-U-L-L-O-U-G-H.com. That goes to my website. And I have a guided meditation there for people to download should they want that. And then the beautiful video that your marketing team did for me is on my website. And I also have a place where people can connect with me, because I would love to help them on their healing journey with their loved ones in spirit. So any way that I can support them and teach them how to connect with those loved ones and how to continue their healing with them, I would be so very happy to do it.
Pam, thank you so much. That's so beautiful. And thank you so much for being with us and sharing these wonderful gems of hopefulness and empowerment. It's just lovely what you're doing and what you're sharing with the world. Again, thank you.
Thank you, Vicki, for having me. It's been a pleasure.
And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, our award-winning magazines, our global broadcast and communities, you can find us at mybookmybiz.com. That's mybookmybiz.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.